On the line right now, we have musician Amy V, who's here to talk her new album and her upcoming gig in St Kilda. Welcome to Get Serial, Amy.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Well, we're very pleased to have you on the show. Now, before we get into the new album, I wanted to talk about one album you released last year, Red Desert Hearts. Now, you crowdfunded that album. I wanted to know why you decided to take that route and what are the benefits of crowdfunding in your mind?
Yeah, look, so what happened was I released a single called Red Desert Heart, which actually got to record at the brand new studios in Sydney, Studio 301, as part of a prize that I won. And so I'd kind of done this big full production single, and I had all these other songs ready to record, but I had sort of no means to do it at that time. And so I reached out to, you know, my friends and fans and followers and said, you know, what do you think about everybody kind of pitching in and we make this album together? And so people were pretty keen, and so they kind of said, yeah, we'll get behind you. And I love the crowdfunding model because nobody loses. You know, basically I get to make my album, but also people get something in return. So they either get a pre-release of the album, or they can choose from a whole bunch of different rewards. So, you know, and everybody kind of feels like they own a little bit of it. So, it's really good in that sense. And it also kind of helps me to feel a little bit more connected to the people who are listening to my music. There's sort of that more personal interaction with people that you don't always get. So, it was successful. We managed to raise the funds, and then we recorded the album, Same Skin, which came out a couple of months ago, and that is, of course, the reason that I'm on the road now. I'm literally about to jump in my car today and head down to Melbourne for the very first show of the tour, which is tomorrow night in St Kilda.
Okay, so where are you at the moment, Amy? Where are you driving from?
So I'm based in Newcastle, in New South Wales.
Ooh, okay.
Just up the road from Sydney, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got a long drive ahead of you, and I think there's some wet weather today, so you might want to watch out.
Yeah, look, I'm going to take it super easy today, but I've actually been looking forward to this for ages, because it's been a while since I've done a proper road trip, and I love them. I'm really good in my own company. I'm like, just, you know, listening to music that I haven't had a chance to listen to and podcasts and all that kind of stuff, so I'm going to be super crazy.
That's fabulous. Now, as we mentioned, your new album is Same Skin. It's come out within a year of Red Desert Heart. I'm wanting to know, where did you find that creative energy to make two albums within a year?
Yeah, so, look, I already had loads of stuff sitting around. It was just, again, like I said, it was just actually having the means to put it down and so that I could share it with people. So once we actually had the crowdfunding stuff underway, I just went into the studio. It's the same studio I've recorded my last couple of recordings in. Here in Newcastle, it's called Hazy Cosmic Dive. And I just literally just went in for a week and just churned out everything. So, yeah, it wasn't really about finding the inspiration, because I feel like the songs were kind of already there. It was just about, you know, finding a way to kind of represent the songs well. So, yeah.
Yes, and this album, I have noticed that it does follow the theme of years and time.
Mm.
So, what really made you want to focus on that theme for this album?
Yeah, look, I always say the best kind of album is one that kind of represents the artist at that point in time and represents them accurately. And I feel like, you know, it's been a while since my last full-length album, and a lot has happened in that time. You know, I started a family, I've, you know, lost important people in my life, I've moved around a lot, and I think it just really represents that part of my experience and my story. And a lot of that has been, you know, that sort of contemplating the impact of time and how that changes you as a person. So, yeah, I guess that's kind of where those things come from.
Now, Amy, I was reading some background information on you, obviously, before I interviewed this morning. Now, apparently your dad is the one who pressured you into becoming a musician, because he said that you should become part of a band. Has that been a common theme in your life? Has your dad really been what's driven you to, you know, pursue a career in music?
Yeah, he really got me started. So he's still a working singer and musician. And, you know, I started playing piano when I was super young, like 5 or 6, and I was really, really shy. I never wanted to play in front of anyone. And he's the one that kind of got me out of, you know, out of my shyness, I guess, and sort of pushed me to do some performing. And I joined the band when I was like 13 or 14, playing keys and just doing a little bit of singing. And he just sort of kept encouraging me. I'm grateful for that now, because I don't know if I ever would have had the courage to do it if he sort of hadn't given me that push.
So, did you say your dad's also a musician?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And I grew up with, you know, him doing band gigs and going to concerts, and yeah, there's always musical instruments in the house. I was like the opposite of every other kid. So every other kid was like, I want to be in a band, and then he was like, no, you better have a serious career. But my parents were really pushing me to do the music thing. So, you know, I said I wanted to go to music and study psychology, and they're like, why do you want to do that? It was pretty weird, but they were cool parents.
Is your sound at all similar to your father's?
No, actually not really at all. My dad sort of, you know, he had some really cool taste when I was growing up. He kind of introduced me to like Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and all those kind of cool 70s rock bands. And then, but then he suddenly found a passion for like 80s pop music. And that's kind of where he lost me for a while. So, you know, he's a huge John Farnham fan. He's got a very Farnham-esque tone in his voice. And, you know, that's kind of his bag, which is great. You know, I think he's amazing. But, yeah, it's a little bit different to the stuff that I do.
That's fabulous. Now, Amy, as you mentioned before, you are making the trip from Newcastle to Melbourne today to perform in St Kilda tomorrow night at the Memo Music Hall. Is this your first time playing at the venue?
It's my first time there, yeah. But look, I've heard some great stuff about that venue, and it sounds really cool. Actually, a friend of mine who helped me put together that gig is a guy from a band called Del Cinque, who's also performing on the night that they're one of the opening acts. And, he highly recommended it. So I'm like, if you think it's good, then I'm going to do it. So, and it's actually, the gig that we're doing is kind of inside that venue. It's called Amber Lounge, and it's like a super intimate, space. And that's what I wanted for all the gigs on this tour, was to be playing to really small, kind of warm, cozy rooms, and to be able to, like, look people in the eye. I think that's really important. So, yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Do you ever have any fears, Amy, when you're performing at a new venue or a place that you've never been before?
Yeah, I think there's always that little bit of anxiety. I mean, that's probably just me, but, there's always that thing of, like, you know, are people going to show up? Are they going to like it? Is the sound going to be all right? There's all of that stuff that comes with, you know, putting on a new show. And this is actually, like I said, it's the first gig of the tour as well, so there's all that stuff that goes with, is the set going to work? You know, I hope it's going to be okay. But look, I'm really confident with my band. I've got some really cool musos playing with me on stage. I've got my producer, Derek Hudson, and another really good friend of mine, Andrew Sanford. They're all like multi-instrumentalists and really, really competent musicians, and they love playing the stuff, which is the most important thing. So I think it's going to be a good vibe.
Excellent. Amy, we are almost out of time, but before we let you go, can you just remind us what time your gig is taking place tomorrow and where we can go for more information and tickets?
Sure. All the information is on my own website, mmv.com. All the ticketing links are up there. The gig is, like you said, at Memo Music Hall in St Kilda, and the doors open at 7:30.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining Emily and I on Get Serial this morning, and we wish you all the best with the gig tomorrow night.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.